You ready for some coffee, honey?
Absolutely.
I'll pour.
Great coffee. I'm Dr. Ron Martinelli.
And I'm Linda Martinelli.
And we are talking
while married.
But it looks like they're going to make a second try at impeaching President Trump.
Well, with actually less than 10 days left in his administration, that's kind of ridiculous in my mind. And, you know, again, as I said before, I watched not all, but much of that whole Capitol protest. And most of it was peaceful until it wasn't. And I'm still convinced that, not just convinced, but we have evidence that Antifa people, Black Lives Matter people were there because they were arrested. So we know that they were there.
Yeah, the people that were there that were, to the right, were to the extreme right. A lot of people were nut jobs. A lot of people were, what's the word I'm searching for? Well, they were just so narrowly focused and so angry with the government. And it was a clear case of insurrection on their part. You know, let me say one thing. I watched a lot of this too. And people have to remember all of this in its context. And there's so many levels of context. But basically, and very simply, people were there for 2 days before the actual speeches began and everything. So literally hundreds of thousands of people showed up in Washington, D.C. from all over the country. The woman, Elisa Babbitt, that was shot and killed by Capitol Police came all the way from San Diego, which is the farthest point in the United States, except for maybe Alaska or Hawaii, that people could have come. So people have to remember that there were people there for 2 days before even the speeches began, and the insurrection only took place in the last couple of hours of the entire event.
Right.
And nothing happened, by the way. Nothing happened. The police were not assaulted.
Right.
Government buildings were not assaulted. There was no tearing down of statues. There was no defacing anything. And there was no fights. There was no bloodshed. There was no violence.
No looting. No shooting. None of that.
And you can't say that about Black Lives Matter or Antifa in every single protest they've been involved in. Because they've been involved in protests and riots all the way across the United States for the past year.
I mean, there's so much hypocrisy around this, but I just want to go back to the impeachment effort, which is ridiculous because President Trump's speech was to have supporters come to Washington to protest the certification of the vote because of the allegations of fraud. And there, everything that I've seen, Ron, is that there is fraud in so many ways, in so many directions. You even have other countries coming out admitting that they helped with the fraud on the Dominion machines. So nobody knows what's true. And the frustration for these people, again, and for people like us, is that nobody cared to find out what's true. They shoved it all under the rug and they ignored what has happened in this country. And to me, that remains the big story. This is all smokescreen stuff. Okay, it's important that people assaulted the Capitol. But honestly, I think that a lot of these lawmakers have gone overboard with this whole conversation about it because there was over 700 people injured and killed in the riots in the summers with BLM and Antifa. And there was a couple of people killed here at the Capitol. Nobody should have been killed. There was a police officer and there was
two police officers.
Alyssa.
There was a police officer. I'm sorry, not two police officers. There was one police officer. Then there was Mrs. Babbitt from San Diego that was shot and killed by a Capitol, plainclothes Capitol security officer. Then there was one woman who was crushed by crowds, and you're gonna have a couple of 300,000 people in a crowd, you're gonna have something like that happen. And then there were a couple of people that suffered medical emergencies, right?
That is not a murder.
Right.
Okay, so there was a few people that were killed here,
right.
But the reaction to this is so much different than what we've seen for the whole summer with all of the other riots, looters, burnings, shootings of police officers. There have been many, many police officers killed by people this year. There have been many people killed within those riots that we had all summer. But yet nobody decried it in the Democratic Party.
Right. Hundreds of businesses burned down, as you said, hundreds of people, I would say thousands of people injured. As you said, scores of police officers seriously injured, some police officers killed, and also, you know, civilians killed. And we never heard one word from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. As a matter of fact, Kamala Harris is on record of encouraging people on a website to donate money where the sole purpose of donating the money was to get violent rioters out of jail. So here's the person that is going to be the vice president after January 20th and a heartbeat away from the presidency herself. And she, within the last few months, is encouraging people to donate to a website, like a GoFundMe type of website, for the sole purposes of bailing out violent, dangerous, radical rioters from Black Lives Matter, Antifa, you name it. You want to talk about hypocrisy, that would be the definition of hypocrisy. But you know what? Let me go back to what you're talking about, Linda, and that is round two of an attempt to impeach the president of the United States. I would like somebody to show me any statement by President Trump where he told people to breach the Capitol building and to destroy property or to injure officers. There's not one word. Did President Trump have something to do with the gathering of hundreds of thousands of people at the Capitol? Absolutely. He was there and he spoke, his family members there and they spoke, but not a single member of the Trump family, not a single member of the Trump administration. And by the way, there were other people that were there that were speaking too. Our Texas Attorney General, who I greatly respect, Ken Paxton, was there and he made, you know, a brief speech before the people were there. Trump wanted people to protest what has been happening to us for the past 4 years since Trump took office. We have been minimized, we've been disenfranchised, we've been canceled, we've been censored, we've been called domestic terrorists. I mean, all of this, and our president has not had one day of rest from the radical progressive left, the socialists, and the mainstream media.
No, and the Republicans that are also on board with impeaching the president, I couldn't be more disappointed in, and the Republicans and the Democrats that are trying to silence people like Josh Hawley and intimidate them, him and Ted Cruz, for wanting to not have the vote automatically certified for Joe Biden because of the fraud. Everybody wanted to push this fraud under the carpet, and it's still under that same carpet, and we still don't have answers. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are so afraid of what President Trump represents and the support that he has in this country, that they want to do something so that he can never come back into office. Truth be told, President Trump may have done that himself, but I don't believe in anything that I saw and in the speeches that I saw, was there anything that condoned any type of violence. And by and large, those hundreds of thousands of people that were there at the Capitol were nothing but peaceful.
Right. And don't forget, you know, this is an impeachment. You have to have a triable fact. Again, we go back to the court system because this is sort of like the court system. And these are all, you know, most of these politicians are, you know, former attorneys. Many of them, if not most of them, still have their state bar licenses, and they could leave office today and practice law. If anybody understands that, it's them. You have to have a tribal fact, and that means there has to be an objective, provable fact to take before the body that's associated with President Trump that would justify his prosecution of impeachment.
Right.
And where is it? There's just a lot of mumbo jumbo. There, like you said, Linda, a lot of smoke and mirrors and a lot of emotionalism, a lot of emotional rhetoric, but I don't see the forensic facts to connect President Trump to anything that had to do with breaching the Capitol building and the violence that ensued.
Yet, I see the opposite. I see the Biden administration incoming guilty of insurrection, in stealing an election, in making a plan to steal this election from the president. And this person from Italy, Ron, that talked about his part in the changing of votes in the Dominion machines, it was really interesting because he said one of the reasons that the machines were down for so long that night when everything kind of went dark and they had to stop counting votes was because the flood of votes was so enormous for Trump. They did not anticipate that, and they did not have enough fake votes to cover for it, and they had to scramble to make that happen.
And Linda, this is the person that wrote an affidavit. So he did a sworn affidavit under penalty of perjury.
Yes.
And that was the affidavit that was submitted by third parties to several of the people in Congress.
Yes, on January 6th. And we've not heard a word about it. Where we've really heard about it is not from our own Congress, not from our own government officials, but from reporters in Italy and from the person himself, that he says, I am the one, I did it. And he said, you know, I think that his feeling is that it went so wrong that maybe his conscience got to him. I don't know. But there's more than one person in the world that has come forth and said, hey, we interfered. Switzerland also came forth. I think it was Switzerland, it was Sweden or Switzerland, and said that they also had interference into our election. Sydney has said, this is what she's been trying to say all along, is that these things happen and she can't get any traction with our courts, and she can't get any traction with our Congress, and she can't get any traction with our Senate. So again, the people that were there in Washington, Ron, just like the rest of us, are all the things that you said. We are disenfranchised. We are disappointed. We are censored. We are minimized, all of those things. And nobody's doing anything about it except for doubling down and doing it more.
No, you know, exactly right. And what keeps escaping from the conversation is the theme that I always try to bring back into the conversation, Linda, and that is, just think for a minute. Let's remove all the emotional rhetoric for a second and look at the forensic facts again, and also conceptually, what would cause hundreds of thousands of people? Now, you know, it's so interesting because when you look at the mainstream media, and even if you look at Fox News, which is going downhill rapidly, moving farther to the left, politically, they say thousands of people. There weren't thousands of people. There weren't even tens of thousands of people. There were hundreds of thousands of people from every state in the United States of America. And you have to ask yourselves, how did all those people converge? And why did all those people converge in Washington, D.C.? Because they were disappointed, because they were disenfranchised, because they've had 4 years of this, and they're going to get prepared to have four more years or maybe 20 more years of this. And they're worried, they're concerned. And we see our civil rights ebbing away bit by bit by bit. And it's not taking place in conservative circles. It's happening in the progressive left circles. which is something that, you know, that I want to have, you know, after we have a cup of coffee in a couple of minutes. But that's the problem. It isn't that hundreds of thousands of people didn't converge on Washington solely because President Trump asked them to come to Washington and to voice their displeasure with, you know, certifying the vote. There was far more than that, far more. And then all of the problems with being able to breach, you know, the Capitol building, which again is totally abhorrent. It's insurrection. All of those people, I don't care where they came from, conservative, liberal, Antifa, BLM, all of the above, they all need to be identified and they all need to be prosecuted because we can't tolerate that in the United States of America. That's what third world countries do. But on the other side of that, people are pissed off because the progressive left, socialist Marxists are quickly trying to transform America into a socialist country, just like those third world cesspools that we see on television. That's why people are angry.
Yes, that absolutely. So when you say, and when they say that these people who attack the Capitol are, that's what they do in third world countries, we should be ashamed. Stealing elections is what they do in third world countries. And that's who started it. These people didn't start it. And why did you allow all of those riots in all of those cities with not a word? And as Democrats, you voted against having some sort of a comment in writing to say that the riots were bad. You, by doing that, you ratified those riots. Yet this riot to you was bad. So which way is it? You can't have it both ways.
You know, and people have got to wake up. And I want to talk more about, you know, the Washington bubble that you and I are so familiar with. But people have got to wake up and they have to see that this is not the end of anything. It is the beginning of something. And I'm hoping to God that it's not the beginning of America moving closer and closer to civil war or to have different states in unison secede from the United States of America. That would be a horrible thing to happen. I condone it in no way, but I would be naive if I did not see that threat on the horizon. How about our first cup of coffee?
I'm ready.
My fellow Americans, our mission here at AmericaOutloud.com is clear. We're here to defend our founding values and principles at a moment when they are under unprecedented assault. And to cover the news objectively and offer intelligent commentary on the challenges we face as a nation. You can tune in and join our family of listeners 24/7 in this vital crusade. Our apps are on Apple, Android, or Alexa. Find us on iHeartRadio or our world-class media player. It is a fight for the soul of humanity. America Out Loud Talk Radio is the voice of liberty and justice for all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Martinelli, forensic criminologist, death investigator, and host of A Threat of Evidence on America Out Loud. Are you a fan of CSI shows and documentaries? Are you fascinated with how death investigators like me solve high-profile death cases like you see on the news? If so, then I encourage you to join me as I unpack some of the most high-profile police and civilian-involved death cases in my best-selling book, The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police. Read all about the forensic evidence you never heard on the evening news. You can get a copy of my best-selling book, The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police, today by ordering it on my forensic site at www.dronmartinelli.com, dronmartinelli.com. And remember, without truth, there is no justice.
Thing on the whole impeachment issue, because President Trump did not say what some of the news media are saying that he said, which was to, you know, basically assault the Capitol. He simply said for them to come to Washington and peacefully protest. And that is what the majority of them did. How the whole assault took place, I don't know. None of us know right now. Maybe an investigation will come out, but I don't know, because there's a lot of people there and a lot of different things. And we actually, on Talking While Married, will be interviewing one of them in the near future that was there and can give us some more insight. But in the meantime, should they get this vote very quickly to impeach the president, it would end up having to go to Justice Roberts at the end. And Justice Roberts is going to approve or deny it. The president not having committed an insurrection and not having incited a riot is entitled to his free speech. And that's exactly what it was. And you can't look at it any other way. So that being said, now that Biden is in and President Trump is out, things are changing rapidly. And immediately you saw our social media start taking people down from social media. The first person, President Trump. President Trump was permanently deleted from Twitter. And he has also been deleted from the other social media sites like Facebook, and everybody's following suit. So you have the three musketeers there, the Google guy, Facebook, and Amazon, Twitter, and you also can add Amazon
and
in
Apple.
There.
And Apple. And, I think you and have Apple to add as Apple well. As well.
Yeah. So it's the five musketeers. So they have been, Twitter has been banning and censoring conservatives for a while, since during the election. And obviously, because they did not allow the information about Hunter Biden to come out, and they kept that from the American people.
They suppressed
which is,
it.
Yeah. Which is third world country suppression. It's what they do in China, people. It's what they do in Venezuela. It's what they do in any communist country. You only hear what they want you to hear. And that's what's starting to happen here, which should scare the heck out of everybody. So now they have taken Parler, which is kind of the conservative equivalent of Twitter, off of the apps, the app stores for Apple and for Google. And now they have even taken it off of its web server, which was Amazon, and Parler is dark. So don't leave Parler. Don't give up on Parler. They are rebooting with another web server, and they will be back up on the air shortly. Give it a week and they'll be back up.
And just to mention that Dr. Ron and Linda both have identities on Parler, and you can reach out to us on Parler, and you can hook up with us and you can communicate with us. And, you know, we'll give you our Parler, you know, what do you call it? Our Parler addresses. Yeah. Is that what I say?
Yeah.
Later on. But I'm enjoying this conversation, Linda, because this is really one that needs to be taking place with regards to the canceling and censorship of the conservative voice.
Well, and this is extremely scary, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're completely canceling us and censoring us. So Parler will be back up. Give it a little bit of time. If you're on Parler, don't leave. But you have some alternatives. And I would suggest to everybody at this time to vote with your money, to vote with your activity of getting yourself off of Twitter, off of Facebook, off of Google, off of Amazon, and speak with your money and let them know that you're not going to pay attention. You're not going to take this from them, and we're not going to support their companies who are canceling us out.
Well, you know, you and I being involved in the media, of course, we have to be concerned about things that are referred to in our line of work as metrics and analytics and clicks. And that's what it really all is about, because metrics, analytics, clicks, demographics, all are about money. And the only thing that people listen to in these major ginormous corporations is loss of revenue.
Right. And I would encourage your friends and encourage if you communicate with people overseas for them to do the same thing. So Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, is kind of the conservative Twitter. I will say that for them to take Parler off of all of these apps and off of their web server is just absolutely nothing but political, because I'm on both Twitter and Parler. And the vitriol and the hatred and the incitement that is on Twitter is 1,000 times worse than anything I've ever seen on Parler. Now, my fear, here's my fear. My fear is people will get off, and they are getting off by tens of thousands right now from
Twitter. By the day, by every single day.
And they are going to Parler. And a couple other people, which I'll mention. But my fear, Ron, because Parler is not censoring people, and Parler is what Twitter should have been, what I'm also seeing is that some hateful people, some leftists, are getting on there just to
troll
and to spew hatred. And we don't need that either. So, man, it's, you know, part of me wants Parler to censor them.
Yeah, but you know what? And it's interesting you mentioned about Twitter. You've got an account on Twitter. I have an account on Twitter, but I've almost never used it. I experimented with it when it first came out there, because, you know, people that do what you and I do, you know, in the media, they want us to have a presence. But once I saw, like you said, all of the hatred and the vitriol on Twitter, I quickly said to myself, man, I want nothing to do with this. And so I think it's been years since, you know, I've had any input on Twitter. And I sent just basically just abandoned my Twitter feed, or whatever you call it.
Well, it's an ugly place to be, to my point of view. Another place that people can go is another site called Gab, G-A-B, which is another place like Twitter. It's more conservative, and you can, you know, meet with your friends there. And people are joining Gab. 10,000 people an hour right now are joining Gab. 10,000 people an hour.
Well, you know, I'm going to be one of them, because I had not heard of Gab before. You and I started talking about it the other day, and I'm going to look on Gab and see if I can have a Dr. Ron presence on Gab.
Well, sure you can.
Okay.
And if you like Facebook, there's another site called MeWe, M-E-W-E, that is kind of the conservative version of Facebook. And you don't have this guy controlling, Zuckerberg controlling your whole life on Facebook and what you can say and what you can't say. Go to MeWe, get rid of Facebook. Rumble is the conservative version of YouTube. It's uncensored, as YouTube is completely censored. So YouTube, which is owned by I forget if it's
Google.
Is it
Google? Yeah, it's Google.
Okay. These kinds of companies are censoring conservatives. So I've gone to Rumble, and I really enjoy it. And I think that that's going to be highly successful. And then for books and things, I know we are all so addicted to Amazon, but Jeff Bezos is a huge supporter of Joe Biden. He's in with this whole group that donates money, and with Facebook, with Twitter, all of these guys work together to censor all of us. So we cannot support them. So if you leave Amazon, cancel your Prime account, cancel your account. I buy lots and lots of books from Amazon, so I can get them from Barnes and Noble. And that's what I will have to do.
You know, can I mention something about that and Amazon?
Sure.
And Jeff Bezos? I think our friends and followers know, and if you're new to Talking While Married, I've got a best-selling book out there called The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police. It's in its seventh printing. It's been a phenomenally successful book. It's not an emotional or opinionated book. It's not a political book. It simply talks all about the history of the Black Lives Matter movement and its war on police. And that's what it's about. It's all supported by over 150 references. You can look them up in the book. I ask people to become their own investigators. Don't just take Dr. Ron's, what I write as gospel. You know, find your own forensic facts. And I make it as a resource book. It was wildly popular on Amazon when it first came out. Okay, but then this past year in March, Jeff Bezos, who is a financial and public supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement now, removed that book from the bookshelves at Amazon. Now, you can go to Amazon right now if you want, and you can look up Dr. Ron Martinelli and see what books are there that I've published, and you'll find three books, one of which is the Black Lives Matter book. But if you try to buy it, you can't because it says it's unavailable. It's not unavailable because there are no books. It's unavailable because Amazon, without trying to tell you that they're censoring me, they've taken the book off the shelves. And so you have to go to our private website, drronmartinelli.com, in order to get that book. However, conversely, if you take a look, and I can't remember her name, but she is a radical journalist, and she from the Pacific Northwest, she has a book published on Amazon that's called In Support of Looting or Justifying Looting. And it's all about like Antifa and justifying Black Lives Matter looting businesses, Antifa looting businesses, people rioting and looting businesses. You'll find that book on Amazon, but you won't find The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police on Amazon.
Right. So they are subtly changing what you can get on Amazon. And this way, I mean, this is mind control. This is third world mind control. You can only see what they want you to see. And we just cannot go in this direction.
You know, so, Linda, can I ask you something?
Sure.
What is, for those of you that remember your pre-World War II and World War II history with Benito Mussolini and the Black Shirts, who are the fascists, the fascisti, and also the National Socialist Workers Party, in German, the acronym Nazi, N-A-Z-I, the Nazi Party, and their book burning and their killing of intellectuals, and going back to the book burnings, which you can find old videos on that and look it up today to show that it really happened. What the hell is the difference between, you know, Nazis and fascists burning books and Jeff Bezos and people of their ilk taking books off their shelves or censoring Parler, censoring, you know, conservative voice? What's the difference? I don't see a difference.
I don't see a difference either. It's just a different way of burning the books. So back to, if you leave Amazon, then, you know, you can go to Walmart or Target or places like that and get your products. So I understand, believe me, how convenient Amazon is. It is. It's an amazing service that he has built. Unfortunately, I feel like he's pretty much gone to the dark side.
And he's built it off of our money and then turned around and stabbed us all in the back.
Well, he did. He absolutely did. So we're in for a wild ride, Ron. I think that we're in for a wild ride, and we have got to not let up. It is not time for conservatives to tuck their tail in and go about living their lives in a hole. It is time for us to stay out front and speak up. And, you know, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit about the idea of the states wanting to reunite in a different way. There are more red states than there are blue states.
Oh, and, by far.
Right. And I'm at the point in life that I don't mind if they want to make a whole new United States of the red states and let the blue people have their version of United States and just keep them apart. I'm okay with that. But I do not want to live under the type of censorship and the type of third world ruling, taxes, social, like, you know, giving everybody medical and all these things that they want to do.
Open borders.
Right. Globalism, the whole thing, you know, buddy buddy with China, with people that want to destroy us, letting our enemies into the back into the country. I can't support that. So whatever it takes, I'm for whatever it takes. And I'm willing to try to make this work. And I'm willing to work with the other side, but I'm not willing to have them not be willing to work with us. And right now, all I can see is that we are being canceled in every which way. And I just don't think we should take it.
Well, I don't think by saying whatever it takes, you're kind of inferring by any means necessary.
No, I'm not inferring violence. Right. I'm inferring whatever it takes if we have to separate from them, let's do that and live our lives, because I don't choose purposefully, or I would be living in a third world country. I don't want my country to become that. And I refuse to allow the part of the country that I would live in to be that. And I think that there's more than half the country that agrees with me that they don't want to live that way.
Yeah. And I agree. And both of us are, you know, proud citizens of the Republic of Texas, which we believe is the greatest state in the union. And it's a republic. So really, it's the only state in the United States, I don't know if people know that, that could legally secede from the United States if we wanted to. And people, of course, Texans, you know, they threaten that from time to time. And I think a couple of governors, I think Rick Perry a couple of times threatened that when he was our governor. But, you know, I totally get what you're talking about. And maybe if we come back from our next cup of coffee, we can talk about the realities of the future and what we really have to watch out for as a country and as a people. How about our last cup of coffee?
Well, my fellow Americans, we sure do love our convenient shopping options. But what happens after we buy? Are the products coming from China or overseas, thereby putting our fellow Americans out of business? Are the profits being sent to groups like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, groups that intend to destroy the freedoms that we enjoy? Well, listen, I'm an avid consumer just like you are, but I've realized that we need to think before we buy. Shopping should be convenient and easy, sure, but we need to be able to follow the money. Well, ShopToTheRight.com. It's brand new. It's a new shopping platform featuring American companies with a focus on products that are made right here in America. Well, listen, this is a novel idea and one that I believe will start to become more popular and create a shopping revolution. ShopToTheRight.com.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
About what's going on in Washington, D.C. And again, you know me, I'm not an emotional kind of guy. I look at what I can see. I use my powers of observation. I read everything I can get my hands on. I watch everything I can get my hands on. And I don't ever have an emotional response when I have discussions with you of the type that I want to have with you right now. And that is about the bubble in Washington, D.C. You and I go to Washington, D.C. from time to time on business. And once you get into Washington, D.C., and once you've done all the tourism and, you know, seen all the beautiful sites, the historic sites that you can see, you have to be a good observer about what is happening politically in the seat of our democracy. And I think you'll agree with me that the politicians and the support staff and even law enforcement in and about our nation's capital, they live in a bubble. Would you agree with me
that? They don't understand at all the people in the country, especially middle America. They just don't get it. And, you know, one of the points that keeps coming back to my mind is this whole picture from these riots of the guy that was in Pelosi's office, right?
With his feet up on her
desk. His feet up on her desk. And the absolute outrage and insult from Lisa Murkowski and from all the Democrats and from Nancy Pelosi and all these people, and just how insulted they are that people went into the people's house and actually sat in somebody's chair.
They actually, her office actually belongs to us, bought and paid for. And, okay, it's not her. She didn't pay a dime for that office.
The guy did, he did take an envelope from her office. He didn't vandalize it.
No, but he's in big trouble.
He is in big trouble, but he did not vandalize it. He did not destroy things as they did in the BLM riots. But anyway, it's so hypocritical because they're so insulted that they went into their offices where when all those small businesses, Ron, were losing their livelihoods.
Burned to the ground.
Burned to the ground.
Looted.
Looted. All of those things.
They could care less.
People murdered out in front of the stores. They did nothing.
Not one word from Joe Biden. No. Not one word from Kamala Harris or their spokesholes about this. Not one word from leading Democrat congresspeople or senators.
Not from Schumer. No.
Not one word.
But now they're insulted because it hit home. And that's what's so frustrating. They don't get what the American people have been going through, and they got a tiny, tiny, small taste of it. And oh my gosh, they're just going crazy with it.
They were so surprised. This is how much of a narcissistic bubble that they live in Washington, D.C., where they just don't get the message. Hundreds of thousands of people from all walks of life, educated, not so educated, professionally skilled, not so professionally skilled, people that make a lot of money, people that don't make very much money, and of course, our working blue-collar workers in our middle class. Military people, firefighters, first responders, people in healthcare industry, you name it, all converged from all 50 states in Washington, D.C., over a three-day period, and they had no idea the hornet's nest that they've been stirring up for 4 years. Now, everything again that happened in that inside that Capitol building was inappropriate, unlawful. It was insurrection, and there was no excuse for it. I don't care how much you care about civil liberties and how much you care about the United States of America, that is unacceptable. And those people should be severely punished. They should be identified and severely punished. Both of us have been in law enforcement our whole lives. We should not tolerate anything like that whatsoever.
But all of those other people at all of the other riots should have the same consequences. And instead, those cities let everybody off.
And by the way, how dare former President Barack Obama and people like Biden and people like Kamala Harris suggest, they didn't even suggest it, they outright said it, that the Capitol Police handled those people that breached the Capitol building in a different way that they treated Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Okay, that was absolutely ridiculous. If you remember back when we were having all the riots with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, everybody, I don't see any difference except most of those people in Black Lives Matter with the law enforcement, with Black Lives Matter and Antifa were told to stand down.
They were told to stand okay. down.
Okay. Yes. Are you kidding me?
And nobody tried to burn alive all of those Congress people in that and senators in the Capitol building.
That's exactly they, right.
As they did to the police department
in Portland and yes, Seattle.
Yes. So no, there's no comparison, and you don't live in the real world. And that is what is so frustrating to people like us, that they don't live in the real world, that they don't get the anger, that we know that they stole the election and we're not going to forget it.
These politicians have created a fantasy world for themselves. Okay, they've created a fantasy world for themselves.
Yes.
They are not like us at all. They are the rich ruling elite. They are the political oligarchs, and they've created their own. I mean, you and I both own businesses. Do our employees automatically get raises all the time? Just think about that.
Well, no, can our employees vote for their own raises?
Well, yeah. What kind of system have we created? And we didn't create it. We never voted on any of this. They created this. They get to give themselves raises. They have their own Social Security. They have their own healthcare systems. They have all of this. And by the way, I just looked up the approval ratings for 2020 for the Congress and the Senate. 15% approval rating. Linda, if you and I had an employee that had an approval rating from us of 15%, where do you think they'd be? They'd be looking for a job.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Well, you know, I have a friend, Ron, who I admire his writing so much, and he makes me laugh a lot. And this friend actually lived in a socialist, actually lived in more than one socialist country, and has lived in the United States now for some time and absolutely loves it and appreciates it. He used to live in Greece, and he left there to go to South Africa into a democratic country. And in that democratic country, it then started doing just what we're doing and going socialist. And the socialists took over, and he had to flee. Everybody lost everything. And he will be the first one to tell you, don't go in this direction in this country. But, you know, he's got a great mind. And he wrote an article that I absolutely love, and I have to share it with you. Okay. So he says, congratulations, President-elect Biden and soon to be President Biden. With that said, I'm going to need some help from my Democratic liberal friends. Number one, can I borrow the hashtag not my president hashtag, or is that reserved for President Trump? Number two, who do I contact to see if Republicans are boycotting the inauguration like Democrats did for President Trump? Number three, do I have to accept the election results, or can I cry for 4 years claiming election interference? Number four, am I entitled to see Biden's tax returns to learn how his income jumped dramatically in 1 year? I mean, we all know how and why. Just show the proof. Number five, am I allowed to trash anything that Biden says without repercussion because I'm just expressing myself? Number six, is there a sign up somewhere for riots? Do organizers call me, or how does that work since I didn't get my way? I need to know 24 hours in advance so I can take a sick day. And since I need to redo my kitchen, can we riot at Home Depot? I don't need a TV. I need new countertops. Number seven, are businesses targeted because they supported Biden? Or do I just pick a business that has something I want to take home? See point six. Number eight, were the thousands of businesses that boarded up for fear of riots for conservatives or liberals? If they were for conservatives, did I miss the riots already? Number nine, where are the safe spaces at? Is there a map or something? I may need to go cry a little for a while because of how stupid our country has become. Number 10, does all the free stuff your party has promised just come, or do I have to quit my job first? Number 11, what is the address you guys have been sending all that extra tax money to, since you think people aren't paying enough in taxes, I'm sure you've been voluntarily sending in more than required. Number 12, when my 401k crashes, will the president-elect make up for that in giveaways, or am I just screwed? Number 13, since socialism is what you just voted in, if my neighbor has something I want, do I just take it or do I have to let him know I'm taking it? Personally, I've had my eye on the brand new Mercedes SUV a couple of doors down. Biden sign in the yard. Number 14, when gas gets unaffordable, is there an EBT card for that? Number 15, I've seen the gatherings of conservatives protesting the election results, but something is wrong. They aren't getting a free pass like the last rioters. The Capitol incident was wrong and all involved should be held accountable, including the officers that opened the barricades. Number 16, the conservative gatherings were dubbed super spreader events, yet the protests and now election gatherings by liberals are not. Did you guys secretly come out with a vaccine? Number 17, funny how the CDC has come up with a vaccine soon after you were pronounced the president-elect. Can you, all your family and colleagues take it first to ensure it works? Number 18, so now you are the president-elect and soon to be President Biden. Is every death now on you, or is it President Trump's responsibility just at your convenience? And number 19, during Biden's State of the Union address, is Nancy going to tear up the speech on national television, or does she only do that with President Trump? I'm sorry for all the questions. This is all new to me. I want to make sure I get it right.
Oh, those are beautiful.
He's so cute with what he writes.
Yeah, I think we're in for a real rocky 4 years, Linda. And again, I can't see anything good coming of this administration. And, you know, the reason, and I don't mean to be, you know, preemptively biased, but I've already heard a lot from the horse's mouth, meaning, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their spokespeople, as, you know, during the campaign, about where they want to take this country. And I think we're going to be, I think everybody is going to be in some dire straits. And I've lived through a couple of presidents where I see this coming. And I have to go back to the 1970s when I was, very early, late 60s, early 1970s, when I was a very young man. And we had to go through Jimmy Carter's administration. Okay, people say Joe Biden's a nice guy. Okay, that's fine. That's your opinion. But I can remember Jimmy Carter when he was president of the United States. He was a nice guy. He was a religious man. He was just a completely incompetent fool. And he took our country into places where this country should have never gotten economically.
And Joe Biden is that, but worse. He's not just an incompetent fool.
Well, Jimmy Carter was. Yeah, Jimmy Carter wasn't a socialist.
No.
Okay.
And the thing that we really, really need to be concerned about is that these four or five companies, the Google, the Facebook, the Twitter, these companies, unelected people are controlling our speech in this country now. That is so extremely worrisome.
You know, our friends and followers, ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you that you better pop open a history book and you had better go back to the late 1920s and going into the 30s. And of course, during World War II, and you had better start researching the biographies of Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini. You had better start researching things that they don't teach you anymore in high school and college. And that is about fascism. And that is about National Socialism, because that is where we are going moving forward in this administration. And everybody that does not believe that, I think, needs to be reeducated. They have, you know, and your children have not had civics for years. They don't teach it in school anymore. And your history is revisionist history. All right. So those of you that are staying home because of COVID or whatever, you're working remotely from home, do yourself a favor, crack open a history book. Did I say crap open? For those of you that are staying home with COVID, you better crack open a history book and an international history book, and you better start looking into the rise and fall of the Third Reich. you should probably read Mein Kampf, which was Hitler's treatise, and you better start looking up National Socialism and fascism and see all the connections there. Now, Linda, I just wanted to remind people of a couple of things before we tell people how to get a hold of us on Talking While Married. And that is, my Parlor address is going to be Dr. Ron Crime, D-R-R-O-N, Crime. And on MeWe, if you go there, it's going to be Dr. Ron. And I'm going to let you know later what my Gab address is going to be. Linda, do you know what your address is?
On Parlor, it's just Linda Martinelli.
Pretty easy to remember. Linda, tell them how they can get a hold of us.
Well, now more than ever is the time to invest a little bit of your day into America Out Loud. It is a conservative network. The patriots that are part of this network are amazing. They are brilliant. And they will bring you some perspective that the mainstream media will not bring you. I truly, truly love this network. And I do believe that it's time that we really pay attention to, you know, what people are writing and the talk shows on America Out Loud. You can hear Dr. Ron and Linda every weeknight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you miss us or you miss any show, you can hear any of the talk shows on America Out Loud on your podcast network. So you can go on Apple, Google, Spotify. If you have Android, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, you can get a hold of us. Well, tune in, any of those. So we're never far from you wherever you are, and you can hear or read some of the wonderful articles on America Out Loud. And, you know, I just browse them myself as I'm speaking. And it's just amazing. The art, I've got to sit down and read them because they're all about all the things we've just been talking about. And they're all about what's happening in our country. And these articles are people that are in the know. They're not talking heads. They're just patriots. So it's really a good place to be. And with that, we will catch people the next time.
And we'll also see you on Parler when it comes back. And we'll see you on MeWe right now. Unless they take it down.